Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. Grady Deaton here, as always, excited to be with you here on Coffee at KYUK. And I'm also shouting out to the coast and the Yukon, because I know you got your ears on, too. A little bit later, I'll be checking in with a couple of our citizen... I'm inventing another way to call the fine folks who help us report on the conditions each and every place along the Delta. I'll be talking to, hopefully, I'll be getting Max Olick and Mike Williams in on the phone later for an update. But first, we have an opportunity today and tomorrow to give a public comment to the State Senate Finance Committee, who's holding the opportunities before the final budget closeout. So, without any further ado, I thought that Shane Iverson could make a pitch for why that's important.
It is important for so many of us. You know, obviously, this year is a pretty monumental year in Juneau. Big shakeup. The governor proposing a budget that a lot of people have strong feelings about one way or the other. And, you know, here at Public Radio, we're all about just keeping you informed, making sure you know what you need to do to be an active participant in this beautiful democracy we have. So, yeah, today the Senate Finance Committee is allowing public testimony for the Bethel area. And we learned that the LIO will not be open, which makes things actually that much easier for anyone with a phone, because they are accepting call-in comments. So officially it's Senate Bill 20. So, you know, the governor has a budget, the House has a budget, the Senate has a budget. At some point, they've got to all get on the same page. So now is an opportunity to let the Senate Finance Committee just know where your values are, what you believe the state should be funding or should not be funding. And, you know, so that opportunity is today. And I'm going to give out a telephone number for those of you who are perked up and thinking, I need to give my 2 minutes worth of thought. So it's 844-586-9085. That's 844-586-9085. And you can call that. They're taking our testimony in this area from 2:15 until 2:45. So, not a lot of time. But, you know, when you're commenting before the public, before these hearings, I think really the point, I mean, my general advice for most people would be, like, just be polite, you know, get your points across quickly and succinctly, because they're hearing from people all over the state. And you can just let them know where your values are, what you think, you know, should be funded. So a lot of stuff online, from public radio to health, education, a lot of proposed cuts in the governor's budget. I think the Senate budget looks a little different. And I know in the House budget, I can only speak for public radio, we are fully funded in the House budget. So back to the Senate budget. There is, you know, it's early in the budget process. Lots of conversation. It's going to be quite a negotiation, I think, at the end. So all we can really do as Alaskans is make sure that we give our representatives the best possible information and make them aware of our feelings and what we think is important, our values. So for those of you with some time, and those of you who are concerned with where the state is spending the money, 2:15 today.
Well, that's a great segue to Lefty Frizzle with If You've Got the Money, I've Got the Time. And then we'll be back to recap those opportunities for you to give public testimony. Here's Lefty Frizzle.
If you got the money, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonking and we'll have a time. We'll make all the night spots dance, drink beer and wine. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. used to tarry. So let's start out tonight. We'll spread joy, oh boy, and we'll spread it right. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Yes, we'll go honky-tonk and make every club in town. We'll go to the park where it's dark. We won't fool around. But if you run short of money, I'll run short of time. 'Cause you with no more money, honey, I've no more time. Drank beer and wine. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time.
All right. Man, I love listening to music on KYK. You just never know what you're going to get. So for people like me who like a broad, wide variety of music, very enjoyable. So yeah, Shane Iverson here, and just giving one more chance for people to understand that today at 2:15 is our Bethel opportunity to speak to the Senate Finance Committee, and to do that, you can call in 1-844-586-9085. They're going to give you 2 minutes to speak. So, my quick advice: be short, be polite, and you know, depending on what you're speaking about, there's several issues. But you know, this is the year where it's about essential services. So, no matter the issue, I would focus on health and public safety and how. Whatever service it is that you care about helps keep you and your community safe and healthy. And it's always good for people, legislators, all of us, to hear your personal stories and how a service is connected to you and your community. So whatever you're going to talk about, that would be how I would encourage you to do it. And one of my favorite things about public broadcasting in KYUK, especially this time of year, is learning about river conditions, trail reports, and knowing when it's safe or not for me or my friends to go travel.
Which makes it all the more present and evident to me that what I do here actually makes a difference. And consequently, I've got Mike Williams on the line now. Mike, can you give me some river updates from the Aquiac area?
Yes, I was down by the river at the river yesterday and this morning. The ice is still intact, but it looks good. But the thickness is between 8 inch and probably 18 inch inches, and there are some open waters that were open last fall have opened, and flying up from Bethel to Aquiac the other day, Kuskokwak River was open all the way up to the mouth of Kizaralik, and again, many of the sloughs and the Kizaralik River is open, so we cannot even go down. Maybe in the morning when it's like 25 degrees, we could temporarily go out, but my suggestion is that stay off the ice.
Yeah, Mike, it's Shane here. So how are people getting by? I mean, it's kind of this hold pattern we've been in for an extended period now. Do you think, you know, people in Akiak are, how are they making do with not being able to travel?
You know, it's, you know, there's no snow, and it makes travel on land very difficult. And those sloughs are very dangerous between, you know, travels through the tundra lakes. And so we're, we usually snow machine or go up the river to do our hunting. But I believe that, you know, at this point, we're not going to be able to do any of those things that we have done for a long time when the ice was like 6 or 7 feet thick. And we would be able to find our way up to our hunting spots.
So that means people have to make do with what they've been able to collect over the course of the winter, which means people are going to have to stretch out their meat and fish. Berries are going to have to stretch them out further, it sounds like.
Yes, I think they're going to, you know, hunt close by. And, you know, we have been seeing some ducks yesterday and some swans the other day. But, you know, with all of the landing spots that are plenty, you know, with no snow, it's going to be more challenging. So we're going to have to rely more on maybe lush fish, white fish, and if the chief fish hit, and wait for maybe after the ice goes out, and we'll rely more on other species and maybe, you know, some people head down to the mouth of the Kuskokwim these days, these last few years, because we cannot just get our migratory birds here for food. And so it kind of stretches out. I think we're going to have to stretch out our food and rely more on, you know, fishing in front. And they've been able to go out and starting to catch a few lush, but we're going to have to stretch out our foods throughout the spring,
and relying on some of our smaller, you know, non-salmon species fish is something it seems like we've. Here in the lower river, we've all been kind of adjusting to as our opportunities to catch salmon have been restricted by our management decisions. So I guess I'm wondering, as this particular breakup also kind of pushes us towards maybe more reliance on lush or pike or all the various whitefish, I wonder how people in your community might be talking about catching fish, like, because the ice pattern is so different, are people noticing that the fish are behaving different? Or are we changing the timing that we go look for these species under the water?
It seems to me all winter long, because of the thinness of ice and no cold weather, you know, Mike Jr. had his 2-3 nets out, and they were consistently catching whitefish and some lush. But I think due to warming and thin ice, we were able to keep them in, but because of the where we set our nets, it became needle ice, and we took them out. So I think we're going to have to wait until after breakup to set our nets in Chowanuck or in Machiwik, those sloughs that we usually do right after breakup, after the ice is gone, and catch our whitefish. But I think usually the king salmon are running about the same, even there's early breakup. We haven't noticed any increase of salmon, you know, Chinook salmon running earlier. But we've been relying more on chiefish over these last few years. But again, I think we will continue to try to catch them, and it's going to be a harder spring. But hopefully that we will be able to, you know, find other species like we do to sustain ourselves.
Well, it sounds like, you know, I know the people around here, we're adaptable. We can find new things to fish or to go after. And it sounds like what you're saying is the thinner ice over parts of the winter when it was safe actually made it somewhat easier to access the river water because it was thin. But then the flip side of that is it needled out sooner, which ultimately made it less safe. Wow, it's interesting. So and you of course your family, your community, and the sub-region you live in is kind of the heart of dog mushing here in the YK Delta, and really, I think the state of Alaska. How do you see this affecting your dog team and the other dog teams in the area?
We're fortunate to have other family members that have those backbones and dried fish. And a little extra that they have. And of course, we had, bury some of the silver salmon, and to, have, fermented, salmon for them. And also, salmon eggs, that we, put in, old fuel tanks